I'm standing for the role because I want to make sure that politics are kept out of policing, but at the same time that the candidates for the PCC needs the experience, and I've got the experience of being a former police officer. I know how the police service works and should work, and I've also got extensive business experience as well. I'm used to negotiating contracts, doing due diligence, and making sure that you deliver on those contracts. What I will do for the people of the West Midlands is I will be their voice. I will immediately call a halt to all of the redundancy programmes, both for the frontline officers and the support staff. That's been cut back as far as we possibly can at the moment. The funding is there to support that. There's a reserve in the West Midlands of £35 million, and I shall use some of that reserve, and only some of it, to support those officers and frontline staff. Without that, without the feet on the street and the support for the feet on the street, none of the policies can be delivered, and that has got to be a priority.